The CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Law enforcement shot and killed a person in Manitou Springs overnight. According to authorities, Manitou Springs police officers and El Paso County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report that someone was menacing others with a firearm. The suspect allegedly fired at law enforcement, and at least one police officer and one deputy returned fire. An El Paso County Sheriff's canine was also shot and killed. A bill to increase protections for election workers from threats and harassment passed the Colorado House Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
House Bill 1273 would increase the penalty for intimidating, coercing, or threatening an election worker or county clerk for doing their jobs. It also allows election workers to remove their personal information from public records to try to prevent that information from being published publicly, a practice known as doxing. Several Republicans joined Democrats to send the bill on to the state Senate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and National Forest Service Chief Randy Moore were in Boulder yesterday to highlight fire mitigation efforts. Moore said Colorado will get $18 million for wildfire mitigation across Arapaho, Roosevelt, and Pike San Isabel National Forests.
For a long time, we've known what to do, but we have not had the ability to do it at a scale that made a difference on the landscape. This gives us an opportunity to mitigate at the scale that the fires are occurring on these landscapes if we want to make a difference.
Moore didn't give timeline specifics or what kinds of fire mitigation would be funded. This is CPR News.